Okay, we're at the Topsfield Fair now, about a month before it opens, and I'm with I got the great pleasure of being with Tim Clark, former legislator, and in charge, is that the right word, of the tractor pull?
Well, I'm not in charge. I'm a competitor. I don't want to be in charge because I like to win.
Okay. All right, let's go over that. What is a tractor pull?
Well, the tractor pull is we have almost 1,000 tractors that turn up. It's grown from a small group, but we pull Friday nights, and we have it by different weights, different classes, and divide it up. You know, my tractor that I have weighs 6,000 pounds, and they go up to 10 or 11 big tractors. You want to see these guys, mm-hmm. and it's done over in the arena here. Mm-hmm. You get a really good feeling of competition. They have a special machine that's built that'll help you judge how they're pulled, and it makes it everybody latches on and they take their turn, and whoever pulls it the farthest gets the prizes.
And so you do this by weight and by distance.
By weight and distance, and you got to use a certain amount of skill in driving because you got to watch out for the holes. The guy ahead of you gets stuck, and you might get in there. But it's kind of fun, and if you like competition, which I do, it's a very unusual sport, and they compete all over the New England. They have these tractor pulls, and I've been up to 4 or 5 different fairs over the years with mine. I have a little Alice Chalmers I brought up in Maine about 10 years ago, and a little sign out, $1,000, and it pulls good. And I have fun with it, and we've all gotten to be friends, and we have a nice time and a party, and it takes about 5 hours because that's a lot of tractors, 1,000 tractors. But
so the analogy would be like if you own a car, a race car, you don't drive it on the street, I'm guessing. So if you own a tractor for a tractor pull, you don't actually use it in the farm?
Oh, yeah, I use mine in the farm and different places and things like that. But
okay.
I do a couple of things to make it pull better when the time comes around. You know, there's a few little tricks that the tractor people know how to get a little mileage out of them. And just one of them is you put water in the wheels so they have a little more weight. And then as you drive along, if you do it right, the right height, the water will kick forward and help you give an extra pull. But you're allowed to do that. So there's little things you do to make it ready for the fair. You know, it's like going out for a date on a Saturday night. You tend to brush it up a little bit better.
Okay. All right, and it's sort of like deflating or inflating footballs,
that's,
I guess.
Right.
Okay. Well, Tim, tell me a little bit how you got into that. How did you get involved? And first of all, let's reminisce a little bit. Tell me a little bit about your career, your professional career.
Well, I have to be very simple. I was one of these lucky guys. I went to Harvard. It's a little college up in just south of here.
I've heard of it.
And I grew up on a farm. I'm one of 9 kids, and my father had a working farm that he took care of. He was called a gentleman farmer, and he took care of it. He had another job, but it was always, in those days, it was a tax deduction. So I started driving as I was a kid, driving tractors. And you learned how to drive them, how to make the right moves. There's a lot of things to driving tractors. It's like driving a car. Mm-hmm. You got to learn them and how to do it. But I got interested in the Topsfield Fair here. He used to show here, had a cows, and he'd show right over here in the Lombard tent and everything like that. It was a lot of fun. But I got interested in driving the tractors because I was a 14-year-old kid, and it was fun. So I've been driving tractors around this fair since I was 14, and I'm getting pretty close to 82 now. So and as I told him earlier, the tractor and I are the two oldest things in the fair. But we have a lot of fun out of it, and we have a lot of friends, and I have a lot of we have a few little side bets, you know, that come out. But it's really a very pleasant time, and people get together, and they talk about farming, and they talk about plowing, and they talk about how your tractor pulls. They have a oxen pole, or they have a horse pole, and then you have a tractor pole. And that's it.
Okay, well, you don't think of Massachusetts as farm country a lot, but obviously we've got a lot of that.
You know, particularly Essex County. When I grew up in Essex County here, back through the 40s and the 50s, they had 20 milking herds up here that were terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Very good cows, Jerseys, the Winthrops had them, the Sears had them, all kinds of ones that we used to know and around. Now there are no more milking cows in Essex County. It's just gone. And we have to hire cows to come down to be in the fair because we think people ought to see cows.
Yep.
And the kids come, they want to see what's going on at the fair, and they want to see cows, and they want to see chickens, and, And I think that they like to see tractors, too.
Well, I used to live next door to a farm in Essex called the Bothways Farm, and it was owned by Mrs. Bartlett.
I know that very well. I know people about it. Yeah. The lady that owned it, she was lovely.
Wonderful person. Yeah. I believe she was still driving at age 105.
Yeah, that's right. She probably drove the tractor, too.
Tim, you want to reminisce a little bit about your career as a legislator? What was the high point? What do you remember best about being a legislator in the area?
I remember when I finally got licked by Brad Hill. We had a very close race. You always remember that. But I had 20 years in the legislature, and I really enjoyed it. I was involved in a lot of projects, like how to protect blood in the state. We had trains that were put in. Libraries came in. We almost lost the train connections to Boston, and we were able to do that. And then I got kind of interested in a guy named George H.W. Bush. Okay. And I worked for him for a number of years. He was a family friend, and I'd known him when I worked in the oil fields out in Texas. And we got to be very friendly, and he and his son lent for me. I was being a Republican in Massachusetts is not easy, you know. You don't talk to big crowds.
Listen, some of my best friends happen to be. No, I know Bruce Tarr in Gloucester, a former student of mine, a good man.
Yeah, Bruce. Oh, I didn't know you were a teacher, by the way. Where do you teach?
I taught at Gloucester High School for many years.
Terrific. Well, Bruce is a wonderful friend of mine, and I remember when he first came in, we took a liking to each other right away, and he's been there for many years. And Brad Hill, that replaced me, is one of my really good friends. And there's a lot of Republicans that contribute to this state, but you have to be prepared to be a little controversial.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Tim, this doesn't have anything to do with tractor pulling, but when you look at the national situation now with Republicans and Democrats, does it bother you? Because in Massachusetts, it works. It works on a local level, works on the state level. People do get along, people get things done, but on the national level, it doesn't seem to work.
Well, not so far, and I don't know if this is going to get any better depending on who wins now, because this is really a really tight race, and it's going to be very close, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have their feelings hurt, and I watch it. I've been out speaking around a bit for the Republican Party. Donald Trump is a hard man to talk about, you know. You never know what he's going to say next, but the principles that he backs and the principles of the Republican Party have a place in politics in this country, and Massachusetts too. We're not the strongest party in the state, obviously, but we're making some good inroads. It's fun.
Well, the thing is when people talk to each other, that's how you get done, and when people know things
that's
done.
Right.
Tim, let me go back to the tractor pull now. Now, this Topsfield Fair opens up, in fact, 3 weeks from Friday.
That's right.
When is your event?
Well, my event is the following Friday, but one of the other big thrills for me is that I own a 1929 Packard that my grandfather brought from Alvin T. Fuller the day it came off the line, and I inherited it. And I drive that in the parade, and I specifically request Mrs. Essex County. And she rides in the back of my Packard, and we have a very good time. So that's a pretty good event for me. I like that, too, when I see that coming down the ride. The parade is a lot of fun if you want to get out and see it. And great way to meet people, you know. The fair does wonderful things for this state. We're one of the largest contributors to charities. We contribute to over 15,000 kids come through here. We run a week ahead of time. They run at their schools, their high schools, their courses in farming. Then they come over and see what it's like here. You don't see that very often, and it's one of the chances for young kids to see and understand what farming is. That's how I really got involved, because I have got three boys, and they all exhibited here. One of them won a national prize for his beekeeping. He did quite a job. And the others, they got stuck on chickens, but they did all right, too.
Well, Tim, I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and thank you so much.
Complimented. I don't get a chance to tell my story that often, but it's fun. The fair should be fun. People should enjoy seeing what outdoors is like, and it's a great part of the fall in New England. We've come from a small fair to the second largest in New England now. Well, the Big E is the only one that's bigger than us, and that's a credit to the Topsfield Fair and Jamie and the people that work here, Al Craig. We're glad to have it.
All right, what color's your tractor? Because I'll be rooting for you.
It's bright orange, and it's got a little sign on this side that says, "The Little Jen." That's my wife.
Okay. Tim Clark at the Topsfield Fair, 3 weeks from Friday. With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore.